This is Chris Whalen, CPA, and welcome to the Street Level Business Podcast. First, if you already have a question for me, please pause the podcast and call me on 732-673-0510. My CPA firm specializes in business and income tax matters for businesses and families and offers the full array of services you would expect from a full-service CPA firm. As the name implies, this podcast offers advice for those of us working and living at the street level. If you look at your screen, you will see my website and phone number, both great ways to reach me. Today's topic relates to rental real estate and some recent, very significant changes that the IRS has made. So this podcast topic is, rental real estate now may qualify for the QBI or Qualified Business Income Deduction. This memo is extremely important tax news for anyone with positive income from rental properties. When was the last time you had your entire income tax, rental property, and financial lives properly evaluated by a CPA? Do you have full confidence that your current CPA is the right choice to advise your family and your business for the years ahead? If not, please call me immediately. Now on to the memo. The Internal Revenue Service issued Revenue Procedure 2019-38 that has a safe harbor allowing certain interests in rental real estate, including interest in mixed-use property, to be treated as a trade or business for purposes of the qualified business income deduction under Section 199A of the Internal Revenue Service Code. This goes into effect for tax years starting in 2018. Now, to refresh your memory, the QBI or 199A deduction will reduce the taxable income of an enterprise by 20%. So imagine you had a $50,000 net income from a rental property. If this activity meets the requirements below, you would only pay tax on $40,000, which is $50,000 minus 20% of $50,000 or $10,000. If all the safe harbor requirements are met, an interest in rental real estate will be treated as a single trade or business for purposes of the Section 199A deduction. If an interest in real estate fails to satisfy all the requirements of the safe harbor, it may still be treated as a trade or business for purposes of this Section 199A deduction if it otherwise meets the definition of a trade or business in the Section 199A regulations. This safe harbor is available for taxpayers who seek to claim the Section 199A deduction with respect to a rental real estate enterprise. Solely for the purposes of this safe harbor, a rental real estate enterprise is defined as an interest in real estate held to generate rental or lease income. It may consist of an interest in a single property or interest in multiple properties. The taxpayer or a relevant pass-through entity or RPE relying on this revenue procedure must hold interest directly or through an entity disregarded as an entity separate from its owner, such as an LLC with a single member. The following requirements must be met by taxpayers or RPEs to qualify for this safe harbor. Number one, separate books and records are maintained to reflect income and expenses for each rental real estate enterprise. Number two, for rental real estate enterprises that have been in existence less than 4 years, 250 or more hours of rental services are performed per year. For other rental real estate enterprises, 250 or more hours of rental services are performed in at least 3 of the past 5 years. Number 3, the taxpayer maintains contemporaneous records, including time reports, logs, or similar documents regarding the following: hours of all services performed, description of all services performed, dates on which such services were performed, and who performed the services. The taxpayer or RPE attaches a statement to the return filed for the tax years the safe harbor is relied upon. For more information about this and other provisions in the recently changed tax code, please call me on 732-673-0510. This brings us to the end of this edition of the Street Level Business Podcast. Questions, concerns, of course, call me on 732-673-0510. Thanks so much for listening. I hope you found this podcast informative. Remember, the moment you have a business or tax question is the moment you should be calling me. Have a great day.